Now Paul said, of which I became a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, which was given me according to the working of his power. Now Paul assumed no place of superiority in the knowledge of the mystery by virtue of the fact that he was the apostle of the Gentiles. He takes only the title of diakonos, a worker or a helper, a deacon. It was the gift of God's grace which had transformed him from Saul, the proud Pharisee who persecuted the church, to Paul the apostle, who was now a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and took him out of one group and put him in another, and he's now a member of the body of Christ. All that had been accomplished was through the working of the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul had both the gift and the power. Now, verses 8 and 9. To me, who am less than the least, and that is really something here. He says, I'm more least than anyone else. Of all the saints, is this grace given to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the dispensation or the economy of the mystery. Now, we are living today in the economy or the dispensation of the mystery of the church, the gospel of grace, which from the ages past has been hid in God who created all things. And you want to know something? There are a lot of things God hasn't told us yet. That's one of the reasons that I'm anticipating heaven, is because some of you don't think I know very much. And if you'll not let it out, you're right. Please don't tell anybody, because I do have a few people fooled. But you know, when you and I get to heaven, we are really going to be smart. We're going to start learning things. God hadn't told us very much. It's amazing how little God really told us. You know, he never told anybody about that little Adam. He never told about diamonds being down in the earth. He kept all that to himself. He let man find out a lot of things. A lot of things man can't find out. It can only be known by revelation. And the church was a mystery in that sense. Now Paul says, I became a minister, a diakonos, a deacon, according to the gift of the grace of God, which was given me according to the working of his power. That is, the dunamis power. Now, to me, I'm less than the least. It was given to me to preach this. I'm the least of the apostles. And Paul says, I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And he thought of what he was, and then of what the grace that God had done for him. He says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, he hath enabled me, for he hath counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who before was a blasphemer, persecutor. What a mighty revolution took place in the life of Paul. To preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, how wonderful. And to make all men see the economy, the dispensation of the mystery, that which was revealed in the past is now revealed. Now he says, in order that now there might be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies through the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the purpose of the ages, which he wrought in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through our faith in him. Now, another purpose of the mystery is revealed here. God's created intelligences are learning something of the wisdom of God through the church. They not only see the love of God displayed and lavished upon us, but the wisdom of God is revealed to the angels. And how wonderful that is. Therefore, he says in verse 13, wherefore I entreat you that ye not lose heart in my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Because of the great goals of the mystery, which Paul has enumerated, he's willing to suffer imprisonment as the apostle to the Gentiles. And he didn't want the Ephesians now to lose heart and be discouraged, because the imprisonment of Paul was working for his good and their glory. And he says, who now suffer, rejoice in my sufferings for you, fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. He said that in Colossians 1:24. Now, next time, we're going to look at Paul's second great prayer that is shared. Read it before we come to it, friends. This is wonderful. We're treading on the high places in this epistle.